Have you ever noticed how everything valuable in your life emerged from periods of uncertainty? That promotion, relationship, or creative breakthrough all came when outcomes weren't guaranteed? In our increasingly unpredictable world, uncertainty isn't just rising, it's becoming our constant companion. Yet most of us instinctively resist it, missing the profound truth that uncertainty isn't merely something to endure. It's the essential gateway to every possibility worth pursuing. Drawing from psychology, entrepreneurship, and art, Nathan and Susanna Furr reveal that uncertainty contains hidden gifts for those willing to embrace it. Their framework has transformed how organizations from Ben & Jerry's to SpaceX approach the unknown, offering a revolutionary perspective particularly relevant in our post-pandemic reality. The difference between those who thrive amid uncertainty and those who collapse isn't personality, it's perspective and tools that anyone can learn. Our brains instinctively fear uncertainty. The amygdala activates within milliseconds of encountering the unknown, releasing stress hormones. Yet, paradoxically, we also crave it. People spend billions on gambling, paying to introduce uncertainty into predictable lives. A survey of 16,000 mid-career professionals revealed they left stable careers not for money, but because they were bored with certainty. We need balance. Too much uncertainty overwhelms us, while excessive certainty eliminates possibilities. Harvard research found that quality control systems reduced errors but decreased creativity by up to 30% by eliminating the innovative potential of mistakes. Conversely, restaurants like Noma deliberately use unknown ingredients to maintain creativity. And Google's 20% time policy has yielded innovations like Gmail. What distinguishes those who thrive amid uncertainty isn't innate temperament, but learned uncertainty ability, skills and mindsets that can be strengthened through deliberate practice and controlled exposure to the unknown. The journey toward embracing uncertainty begins with a fundamental shift in perspective. Our brains react more strongly to potential losses than gains, at least twice as much, requiring more mental energy to process losses. This loss aversion explains why uncertainty triggers anxiety, even when potential upside outweighs risks. By reframing uncertainty as potential gain rather than loss, we transform our neurological response. When expats Amy and Michael faced pandemic uncertainty with rescinded job offers and no housing, Amy initially felt like a loser. When reframed as graduate-level uncertainty and being heroes standing on the edge of possibility, her perspective shifted. 6 months later, they secured better positions than their original offers. Understanding your personal risk profile is crucial. We each have natural aversions to certain types, financial, intellectual, social, emotional, physical, and political, and affinities for others. Nobel Prize winner Ben Feringa advocates maintaining multiple simultaneous projects, some risky, some safer, creating personal real options. This portfolio approach decreases anxiety while enabling exploration. Hybrid entrepreneurs who keep day jobs while starting ventures are 33% less likely to fail. Those who thrive in uncertainty often create pockets of certainty elsewhere. OkCupid founder Sam Yagan loves uncertainty professionally while seeking stability personally through long-term friendships and marrying his high school sweetheart. These uncertainty balancers provide comfort when facing the unknown. Rather than managing uncertainty, we should activate its potential. Roberta Burle-Marx's landscape designs were inspired by seeing Brazilian plants freed from containers, a principle extending beyond gardening. Maria Montessori revolutionized education by unlocking children's inherent capabilities, while Valve thrives without hierarchies by activating employees' creativity. Many books promise tools for guaranteed success, but focusing on external metrics like fame and money makes us vulnerable to uncertainty. Instead, focusing on values makes us failure-proof because we control our values regardless of outcomes. David Heinemeier Hansen exemplifies this by prioritizing learning, good software, employee treatment, and ethics over financial targets. An attitude of wisdom and cognitive flexibility allow us to update our mental maps as circumstances change. The Mann Gulch fire tragedy demonstrates how clinging to established procedures in unexpected situations can be fatal. Research shows founders with diverse experiences adapt better to changing environments than those entrenched in one industry. Reframing means approaching life as an infinite game rather than a finite one. Finite players follow rules to win, while infinite players experiment for the joy of playing. As Steve Jobs noted, everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you, and you can change it. A perspective driving innovations from the Wright brothers to modern AI breakthroughs. Big breakthroughs typically emerge through accumulated small experiments rather than dramatic leaps. Pokemon Go wasn't an overnight sensation, but represented 20 years of incremental development, starting with primitive GPS technology at Google, evolving through Niantic's Field Trip app and Ingress. Small experiments transform assumptions into validated knowledge. The Owlet Baby Monitor team methodically tackled uncertainties, first creating a concept video to confirm customer demand, then investing $2,000 to build a prototype proving technical feasibility. Through systematic experimentation, they reduced risk and achieved a $1 billion valuation while outpacing better-funded competitors. Match.com CEO Sam Yagin demonstrated the power of embracing failure when he showed his team SpaceX's failed rocket landing attempts, explaining that, by definition, grand achievements cannot be achieved without failure. After 17 failed business models, his team created Tinder, revolutionizing modern dating. Uncertainty brings profound emotional challenges, requiring robust, sustaining practices. Emotions aren't evolutionary weaknesses, but sophisticated information providers about what truly matters. Psychologist Guy Winch parallels emotional and physical hygiene. Just as hand washing revolutionized medicine, proper emotional care enhances resilience. Like childbirth doulas who understand labor's natural cycles, an uncertainty doula recognizes that emotions during uncertainty follow predictable patterns with both energizing highs and challenging lows. This understanding helped Luca Belpietro rebuild his ecotourism lodge after a devastating fire. By acknowledging his lowest emotional point rather than surrendering to despair, he found courage to restart with unprecedented Maasai community support. Hope isn't mere wishful thinking, but a muscle, a practice, a choice, as journalist Krista Tippett explains. It means living wholeheartedly in the world as it is. This active approach sustained Joss and Allison Skates through multiple challenges. Construction killing foot traffic to their jewelry store, the 2008 financial crisis, and Allison's leukemia diagnosis. Amid this perfect storm, they chose active hope as their family mantra. Charlotte Bronte understood that hiding in artificial safety means missing the real beauty of a world full of possibility. Though uncertainty brings challenges, it's where innovation and evolution happen. The upside of uncertainty feels more tenuous than the downsides that trigger our warning systems, yet uncertainty is the portal to every growth, change, and courageous act. By applying four critical approaches, reframing uncertainty as opportunity, priming yourself with self-knowledge and support systems, facing uncertainty with values and curiosity, and sustaining yourself with emotional practices, we can transform our relationship with the unknown. In our increasingly uncertain world, these tools enable us to develop transilience, the ability to leap across and transform from one state to another, finding meaning and growth in life's most uncertain moments. The question isn't whether you'll face uncertainty, it's whether you'll recognize it as the doorway to everything that matters most.